Chapter 17. Electrify! Ha 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 ha! Moth guffawed like someone who had discovered laughing for the first time. The sound was ugly, awkward. Its abdomen shook. Behind its mask, its eyes were closed. This was Ryu's only chance. He leapt forward. Zzzzt! The lightning sparked as it made contact with the tip of Moth's sword. Ryu grabbed its arm. He felt the current surge through him. Moth stopped laughing. The electricity sputtered, then died. Ryu twisted Moth's wrist downward. "What the—" it began to say. But that was all Moth could get out. With all his strength, Ryu turned the sword and plunged it deep into an unshielded spot near Moth's collarbone. Acrid black smoke billowed from the hole made by the sword. Sparks shot out from Moth's complex inner machinery. From its mouth came a mechanical squawk. It sank to the ground. "Impossible," Moth said. "This was not programmed." Ryu leaned over the dying cyborg. It was hard to believe that this malfunctioning hunk of hardware once dealt a death blow to his father. If only he can go into the past and tell his dad about Moth's fatal weakness. "I guess your human side got the better of you," Ryu said softly. He looked away and sighed. Was this what his whole trip had been about? If he had come to America to avenge his father's death, why did the victory feel so empty? Through the slits in the mask, Moth's eyes glowered at him. "You think you've avenged your father's death, don't you? You think that when I'm gone, all will be square. Well, you're wrong. For one thing, I can be constructed again. And as for your father, he is still alive and captive." "You lie!" Ryu said. "You're saying that to get the last word in. You give me false hope. To make me return to the Chikayo. Well, I won't give you the satisfaction, Moth. I don't believe you." "Very well, then. I shall leave you without mentioning another word. I suppose you don't care enough to know where he is being kept. Why should you care? You never met the man. And besides, he abandoned you." Ryu's temper broke. He stormed up to Moth and pulled him up by his mask. "You can't talk about my father like that. Tell me where this supposed hiding place is. I will go to it, then defeat the Chikayo. If you've tricked me, it won't matter. You won't be around to gloat." Moth tried to laugh, but in his weakened state, it was a brittle snicker. "Go back through the opening and follow the tunnel when it forks left. At the end, take the pathway made by Blackstone. In time, you will come upon a room. If you manage to enter, you will see your father, but it will be the last thing you see." With a cough and an electric sputter, Moth fell silent.